Blog Talk Radio.
Fill me up, God.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. You were listening to KCJ, Fill Me Up. How many are ready to be filled up today? Glory to God. You know you never get enough of the outpouring of God's love, the outpouring of his anointing, the outpouring of his grace, his mercy. Hallelujah. His tender loving kindness. Fill me up. Ah, glory to God. I'm asking God every day to fill me up, pour into me more. Amen, amen. Truly, we bless the Lord today. Amen. If my friend was on the line today, Minister Liberal Democrat, he would say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How many have been redeemed? Well, if you've been redeemed, you need to say so. Amen, amen. Those that have been redeemed, they're not ashamed to say so. Amen. So I've been redeemed, and I'm shouting glory to the Lord today. I thank him, I thank him, I thank him. Hallelujah. Just thanking God today for your prayers, for your love, for your support. I want you to know that my mother, the prayers of the Bible say the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man, it availeth much. I want you to know that your prayers out in Radio Land have been availing on my mother's behalf. Amen. And I'm thankful today. I'm thankful she came out of that first dialysis treatment, and we're looking for this to be just temporary. And I solicit your prayers each and every day that this will be a temporary thing. Amen, amen. We bless the Lord today. We greet you in the awesome, matchless, precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today. With somebody say, we're going higher. Hallelujah. We're going higher today. Amen. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing. I just don't get excited about what he's doing in my life. But when I am able to witness how God is impacting lives, how he's transforming, amen, how he's renewing our minds, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I'm happy for them. Because you know what? What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. While you taking care of the things of God and you are thinking on the things of others, God is taking care of your business. Hey, glory to God. So I bless him today. Amen. The scripture in Galatians 6 and 10, I love that scripture. It say, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto others. All men, but that latter clause say especially. You gotta have a special, especially to the household of faith. So I bless the Lord for the women and the men of God that he have graced in my life. I thank him for my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, those that are fulfilling the Great Commission, and maybe those that don't even believe that there is a commission. Amen, amen. The Lord gave me that topic just this week. Mandated to evangelize. How many of us are evangelizing? How many of us are just living in our glass houses? Amen, and we praying that nobody will ever throw a stone. Well, it's time to come out of the glass houses. Amen. I'm not the speaker today, but I'm just so happy. I'm just really just giving God some glory today, because when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, when I think about 30 years being away from this place, hallelujah, a man of God preached out of his spirit last night. Amen. He preached how to bounce back after you've hit rock bottom. Amen. I had hit rock bottom when I left this city. I was running for my life, but I bounced back, because when God told me to come back, I didn't get the spirit of Jonah, but I obeyed the voice of the Lord. And that's why I have a peace in my spirit today. I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. I don't care about your money. I don't care about your cars. I don't care about your houses and your land. Amen. I'm going to serve God. Amen. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Amen. We're just so excited about this woman of God that is going to share the word of God with us on today. Amen. And the first thing that impressed me with her when I met her was that spirit that she had on her life to evangelize. You know when people are concerned about souls. You know when they have a passion for souls. And that's what impressed me with her. Amen. So I'm just so honored to be hallelujah, connected. I'm so honored to be able to be in her company. Hallelujah. She's a young woman. Oh, glory to God. But guess what? She has the spirit of the living God dwelling on the inside. How many know that he called the young because they're strong? Glory to God. So she has so much strength. Hallelujah. She's energetic. Amen. She's on fire for the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to go right, and we're going to read. We like reading our first-time speakers, a little bio on them, and I'm going to read her bio, and I tell you, when you hear this woman of God, you're going to be encouraged today. Amen. When you get off this line, you will never be the same. Amen. You won't be able to sit on a pew and warm the bench. You won't be able to continue to ignore your neighbor and forget about sharing this gospel. When she finished today, amen, you're going to have a spirit to go out and witness. You're going to have a spirit to go out and evangelize. You're going to have a spirit, amen, to even lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's Bible right there, baby. Amen. So we're going to read this bio on the apostle right now. It says, anointed prayer warrior, prophet, caring and giving pastor, a servant, a wife, a mother, apostle Christine P. Francois, as she liked to be, well, she liked to be called C.P. Francois, amen, to be called, serves as the senior pastor of New Revelations Prophetic Ministries International and the current overseer of 70 pastors in Pakistan. Her cutting-edge ministry continues to remain fresh for those that want to encounter a true worship experience. Her ministry was birthed out of her living room after 3 years of a prayer ministry, which was called Women in Warfare. Ah, glory to God. And when you look at the synonym for that, Women in Warfare, W-O-W-I-O-I-W, I meant to put an O in there, said, wow, but Women in Warfare. Women in Warfare was simply a group of praying women from different ministries coming together in prayer at her home every Thursday night, my God, with a true passion for prayer and spiritual warfare. Apostle C.P. Francois would find fulfillment in her calling by pushing others into their prayer and warfare ministry. I like that. Apostle Francois was called to begin a ministry of her own in the year of 2010, which would be rightfully called New Revelations Prophetic Ministries International. Apostle Francois started having church twice a week in her home. As her ministry grew, she could no longer house everyone in her living room. She acquired her first building in early 2011 for Sunday worship. Excuse me. Even though her ministry has gone through many changes, she remained faithful, my God, and dedicated to her calling by being, first of all, steadfast with that which she had. God blessed her with her own traveling ministry, which is known as C.P. Francois Ministry, which was established in late 2013. In the fall of 2011, Apostle C.P. Francois was called and consecrated as an apostle. I know some saying, ain't no apostles, ain't no women apostles, but I beg to differ with you. Amen. The fivefold ministry, my Bible tells me, it consists of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Amen. As if being an apostle is not enough, she currently serves as as the presiding apostle, this young woman is doing something for the kingdom. As the presiding apostle for keeping the covenant, which is a fellowship of kingdom builders, and currently working on her theology degree at Koinonia Bible College. And I want you to know I've been privileged to join up with that network. Amen. Through her passion for the community, her ministry has blessed thousands by, listen to this, feeding the homeless every Sunday. You mean to tell me you have somebody preparing food for the homeless on a Sunday? My God, unheard of. Monthly Families in Needs program, annual Christmas giveaways, back-to-school giveaways, Esther's Closets, a program to assist single mothers, NRPMI School of Ministry, Eagle Institute for the Prophets. Amen. Those of you that say you have a prophetic ministry and you've been called to prophesy and that you are a prophet, I beg you today to hook up with this woman of God and various other partnership programs and affiliations. I tell you, this woman of God is doing something in the kingdom, and I'm excited about her accepting our invitation to come and share a word from the Lord. So with no further ado, amen, I got to see which one of these lines she's on. My God, New Orleans is representing today. Every number on this call list today is a 504 area code. Don't y'all talk about my city. Even though I've been gone 30 years, I don't let nobody talk about my city but me. Amen, amen. So the line is lit up. Let me see if she's on the number that I have in my contacts for her. Glory to God. I bless you. I bless you. If not, Apostle, text me quickly and let me know what number you have called in on today. Amen. All right. Let me see if I see that. Bear with me, y'all. I'm excited. When I get excited, amen, amen, I lose a little of my focus. Amen. So I'm going to wait for the woman of God to text me and tell me what number she's on the switchboard. Amen. I know it's a 504 area code. Let me see if I see a Prophet Frank Delaney on the line. Glory! Somebody shout glory. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And that's who we want to be angry. We want to upset him. Glory! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I might have to open up all these lines. Just give me the last four numbers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, God. Yes, Lord. All right. Apostle Francois, I'm looking for you. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell me the last four of your number. Hallelujah. The lines are open. The lines are open. Mute your lines. Amen. So we don't have any distractions. All of the lines is open. I'm looking for Apostle Francois. Glory to God. Amen, amen. The Apostle, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. What four numbers is the last of your number?
3439.
All right, I'm about to mute everybody else. Amen, and the woman of God is on the line. Glory to God, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We just so excited for you coming on the line today. I tell you, I am excited, and I'm looking for a word. I don't know about you all. I need a word from the Lord. I need to be encouraged today. Amen. I need to know that God hasn't forgotten about me. I need to know that he haven't forgotten my mother in Tulane Hospital. Amen. I need to know he haven't forgotten the seeds that's in the earth. Amen. That he allowed me to bring into this earth. Glory to God. So God bless you, Apostle. It's all yours. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon to the body of Christ, and I count it all joy to be a part of this awesome broadcast on this afternoon. I am looking for God to literally stir up the body of Christ when it comes to the subject of evangelism. I just bless God for all of you tuning in today. I know that the bio was lengthy, but at the end of the day, I want you to know something about CP. I'm simply a servant. Amen. I'm simply a servant. Let us jump straight into the Word of God. We're going to go to Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 15. Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 15. And the Word of God reads as follows. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We in the body of Christ are those who have taken any theological seminary study. We would call this the Great Commission. We would call this the Great Commission. What is it that Jesus wanted us to do more than anything, more than have a church service, more than get people to come to the temple, more than us getting fellowships together? He wanted us to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. When you look at the word go, go is an action word. Where have we been failing in the body of Christ? Where have we been failing in ministry? We're looking for the non-believer or the backslider to come. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. We're looking for them to come and find our ministry and seek out our ministry when the Bible clearly tells us to go. I want to plant something in your spirit this afternoon. If you have not gotten out of the position that you're in to go and touch another person's life, you're literally no assistance to the kingdom. I wish I can get about four or five people on the line just to scream, I've got to go. Oh, glory. Thank you, God. We've got to go into what? Some parts? No. We've got to go into all of the world. So I had to ask God this question in my studies for today's topic. God, when you say all of the world, exactly what are you saying? He said there is no denomination, there is no people, there is no race that is to be omitted from you spreading the gospel. Nobody should be omitting anybody from hearing a preached word of God or the rhema word of God. We've gotten so super spiritual until we're not understanding that every man needs to be presented with the gospel so that salvation can come forth. Amen? We've got to understand that it is the least of them who really want the things of God, but yet we won't go and touch that race of people. I'm just going to help you just for a minute, and this is a quick testimony about the house that I serve and that the house that I serve in and my co-laborers. I have an awesome pastor of evangelism, and just one night she decided to go to, you would say, an alternative lifestyle. Some people would say gay America, whatever word or verbiage you would like to use to make it politically correct, you may use it. We went to that type of facility, that type of club, and God sent us there. And you would not imagine the overwhelming response we got because their words were, nobody cares about us. Nobody comes to see about us. Nobody even believes that we believe in God. We've got to understand that we've got to stop looking at the person and start attacking the spirit and go out and evangelize. The evangelist in the fivefold has one of the most important positions because the evangelist has to go out and reach them. The evangelist has to go out and grab them. But I want to take all of the weight off the evangelist. Can I do that for a moment, Pastor? Can I take all of the weight off the evangelist? Because we as pastors, we as teachers, we as prophets, we as apostles must still be able to come down out of our position and work side by side with the evangelist. Oh,
come
glory
on.
God. We've got to come to a place in ourselves where we say, my gift is no greater than the evangelist because our job is to get them to the kingdom. You get them in, I'll clean them up, but we work side by side.
Oh, glory, God. I want to talk to somebody on the line that understands that no matter who you come in contact with, no matter where you are, evangelism is a simple conversation. Oh, Jesus, help me today. Evangelism is a conversation. Evangelism is at the bus stop. Evangelism is in Walmart. Come on, help me, somebody. Evangelism is at the person right next door. You're running to church every week, and you've never knocked on your neighbor's door to find out if they ever wanted to come to a service. We've got to really take this thing for what Jesus was trying to impress upon us. Preach the gospel. Can I just deal with that? When we are evangelizing, when we are going out, when we are soul winning, let's not preach our opinion. Let's not preach our denomination. Let's not preach our feelings, but let's preach the gospel.
Come on.
It is the gospel that will capture them. It is the gospel that will keep them. I might have stepped on somebody's toes right there because you want to invite them to your church. I'm trying to invite them to the kingdom. Jesus, we've got to be mindful that when we are going out, even where we're giving them our testimony, we've got to make sure that the gospel of Jesus Christ, a scripture, is in our testimony that lets them know the same God that saved me, the same God that delivered me, the same God that keeps me now that I'm delivered, is the same God that's willing to work on you. So where are we in the country? Where are we in the United States when it comes to evangelism? We're lacking evangelism because we're trying to build great cathedrals. I don't want to offend anybody today, but I came with a word. We want to build great cathedrals when the masses are outside of the four walls of your building. I want to help somebody. Your street ministry should be one of the most powerful ministries that's coming out of your building. We have something in our ministry called Foot Patrol. Oh, glory. They don't know what's going on in the building, so we bring what's in the building outside to them. Because the first thing people will say when you meet them, I'm coming as soon as I get myself together. Come on, we've all been there. When I pull it together, when I get over this addiction, when I can see clearly in my finances, I'm going to come to church. No. Go ye. Preach to them right there where they are. Grab their attention right on that corner. Hold their hand and pray with them right on that corner. And then believe God that he will lead them to the temple. We have got to understand that evangelism has always been the most effective way to convert those that do not know Jesus for themselves. Evangelism is the tool that we use to exemplify who Jesus is to us and convey that message to them. Amen? This is what he did for me. This is what he did for my family. And he has no respecter of person. So we can't evangelize to those who are white-collared, and then we leave those who work at the fast food restaurant out. Because evangelism is the level playing field. Evangelism is something where we have to hit every area, every neighborhood, every denomination. Come on, every race, every color, every creed. We have to understand that when he sends us out prepared to reach them. That's why it's important when you have an evangelistic team that your evangelistic team is always prayed up. That's something we don't deal with anymore. We like to send people out, but we're not making sure that they've interceded before they go out because the enemy would try to have them discouraged. Well, I don't have time for you to pray for me, miss. I don't want to hear that, bruh. And if their spirit is discouraged, then they'll stop. But if you have an effective evangelistic team, they'll say, okay, that's a spirit. But I'm moving on to the next corner because somebody needs me.
Can I tell you, can I speak to the evangelist on the line today? Don't stop doing what you're doing because your voice is needed. You are not the least of the fivefold. You play a major role in the fivefold. You are effective in your department. Come on. There is an anointing on your life that to do what you do. You've been groomed to evangelize. You've been groomed to evangelize because God knew that you could touch people like nobody else could. And because you have some passion in your heart. And you are, let me tell you something about an evangelist. An evangelist is an awesome listener. How do I know that? Because I wasn't always at the head of the fivefold.
Come on now.
I know what it is to go out and listen to people's cry and their plights and where they are now in their lives and the things that aren't going right and why they stop trusting in the things of God. You've got to be a listener. An evangelist is also a non-judgmental person.
Come on.
They live by the scripture. Whatever measure you use to judge a man, God will also use that measure to judge you. They understand that when I go out and I see that this may be a lady of the evening, if I can clean it up. Come on. This may be somebody addicted to various substances. They don't see that. They see the soul that needs to be saved inside of that shell. So we understand that go being an action word, he tells us, watch this, not only does he tell us go, he gives us instructions where to go to. Now, because I'm from the city, and I hope some of you on the line are from the city, I want to make this as plain as possible. He didn't say go into uptown. He didn't say go to downtown. He didn't say go into across the canal or on the West Bank. He said go. Go into all. There should be no area untouched when it comes to a ministry in that neighborhood. I just hit somebody. So if you are a ministry in a neighborhood and your people are not evangelizing, you are no good to that particular neighborhood.
Go ahead and preach, girl. You said the Holy Ghost is speaking today. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I did not get on this line to offend, but you are not. Churches are the pillows of the community, and if they never see your ministry come out, how are you affecting the community?
Come on now.
Well, you know they got a church right there, but I don't never see them people come around.
Hey.
You do know that's what the world is saying about you, right?
Come on,
girl. You do know. If you didn't know, let me help you. Because before I came in, I was of the world. So I would say, the church right there. They ain't never knocked on my door. Guess I ain't good enough.
Come on.
Must be a certain type of person that can go to that church. You must have to, you must have to have a certain look to go to that church.
Come on now.
But I want to talk to your, I want to frustrate every pastor on the line today that
come
when you get
now.
Off, you're going to build an effective evangelistic team and you're going to send them out and you're going to get results. My result is, even if they don't come to my ministry, they've been returned back to the ark of safety. They're back
in
the kingdom. See, we done got, watch yourself, CP. We done got member hungry.
Member hungry, say that.
I want to evangelize, but I want to make sure they come here.
Yeah.
Come on. You cannot tell me that the 12 went out and evangelized to numerous people, and they all stayed in the same area, and all of the people went to one temple. No, they went to the temple that was closest to them. The change had taken place in their heart, and that's supposed to be your primary goal.
Come on now.
It's to change man's heart so that he may return to the kingdom. It's either that or I've got evangelism wrong. Let me give you another tip on evangelism, and I don't know what my time frame is, and I want to be obedient
to the woman
of God.
You got
the
flow.
Another tip about evangelism is don't go out looking like church.
All right.
Don't go out looking like church. Go and meet the people where they are.
Meet them where
you will fright me if I'm sitting on my porch and I'm. This is just a scenario. I am sitting on my porch, and I'm from a city where they drink a lot, and I have my beer next to me, and you walk up with your three-piece suit on.
Ah, no.
I will tend to conversate with you more if you have on your jeans, your flats, or your tennis, maybe a ministry T-shirt, maybe a regular T-shirt. I'm going to open up to you because I don't feel a judgmental spirit about to come to me or to condemn what you see me doing.
Good words.
So in this season and this time, when God is grooming the evangelist, he's grooming one that has come from the world but understand the principles of God and yet the principles of the world. I am in the world but not of the world. That's what the scripture says, right, woman of God? I am in the world but not of the world. So the evangelist has the mindset, I'm in this world. I know how this world operates, but I'm not of the world. I'm going to try to pull you out, but I'm going to do it looking like you. Don't compromise the gospel, but you don't have to go looking like church. So the evangelist has a full role in ministry. The evangelist has to be, and let me just give you some pointers. I hope I have some pastors or some leaders that are affiliated with different churches on today. I want to give you some pointers on your evangelistic team. First of all, your evangelistic team cannot be lazy.
Wow.
Oh, my. We can't evangelize one Saturday and then we don't show up again.
Come
because
on,
now this neighborhood,
in.
This community is counting on you to be seen in the neighborhood, to be a regular, if I can say that, to be a regular in the neighborhood, that if something is happening, they can get to you, they can talk to you about it, they can share with you what's going on in the neighborhood because they trust you. Oh, Jesus. I can't trust somebody I barely see.
Come on.
You have to develop a rapport with the people in your community, leaders. They've got to know that your word is good. So an evangelist has to have a team that's not lazy. You have to be one of your word, which means if you say, look, this is our area. For the next 3 months, you're going to see us out, you know, periodically. Whatever your given date is, we're going to be out for the next 3 months. You've got to be a person of your word. Okay, what is another thing I need to know? You don't always have to have your full Bible in your hand.
Come on now.
Thine word have I hid in my heart. Oh, my God. I just came to help. Thine word have I hid in my heart. So when I need to minister to Brother John, who's going through, who just lost his job, who's on the verge of losing his family, I don't need to flip pages in front of Brother John. There's got to be something on the tables of my heart that can minister to him.
My God.
We've got to understand that we've got to have witty ideas. Come on, God said he'll give us witty ideas and inventions. We've got to have witty ideas on how to communicate with people, and they don't always see our Bible in our hand because we've got to understand that when I'm not living right, the Bible is the last thing I want to see. When I'm living contrary to the word of God, the Bible is the last thing I want to see. So the evangelistic team cannot be lazy. The evangelistic team must be a team of its word, whomever is on this team. The evangelistic team has to have an approach. Come on. You have to have an approach. Some of us, it's just our look. I'll just give you just briefly, listening to me, there is something, unless you know me personally, there is something that you cannot see by us being via telephone. But I'll tell you when I speak, the first thing people see is I have what we will call in my area, people will say gold teeth. I have four of them in the very front of my mouth. They are very hard to miss.
So when I go out to evangelize, and I evangelize to the younger generation, they're not necessarily opening up to me, woman of God, because I am a woman of God. They're opening up to me because I look like what they look like.
All right.
So I use something I did in my youth as a style. I use it to draw the kingdom now.
Mm.
So when they come up to me, they say stuff like, "Oh, she real. You saw those goals?" So now I have an interest with it. I say, "Well, yeah, I've been, you know, I've been having them since I was blah, blah, blah." "Well, I see you have two, too. So where do you worship?" "Well, I'm not in church, ma'am, you know." And da, 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 da. "You're not in church? Wow. So we at least need to say the sinner's prayer before I leave." "Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I believe in God and I know God, but, you know, I just lost my way." But you have to have an entrance. You have to have an entrance. Mm-hmm. You have to make yourself, people have to know you're approachable. Being an evangelist, you have to be approachable. So let's go back to the word just briefly. It says go, which is an action word to move. Move where? Into all the world. And then he commanded you to preach. Now, this is the most a powerful part of this particular scripture. Preach. When I look at the word preach, people assume, woman of God, that only preachers preach.
Mm.
Am I helping somebody? Somebody works at the corner store. And when God says to preach, he means to open your mouth and tell them about my goodness. It's not always a prepared sermon that you're going to have when you go out to reach God's people. You've got to preach what you've lived. You've got to preach what you know. You've got to preach what God has done for you, with you, and through you. And he says, preach the gospel to every creature. I want to embed this into your spirit today. When it comes to evangelism, omit no one.
Ah, glory to God.
Don't miss one opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
My.
We're in a last and an evil day, saints. We could all look at TV today and look at what happened and say, God, what is going on with the body of Christ? I'm going to say this. I'm going to touch it real quick, and I'm going to turn it over to the woman of God. I understand that we're talking about evangelism, and to evangelize is to bring them in. But when you bring them in, you have to teach them to be watchmen. We've lost too many watchmen off the wall. And now the church is vulnerable.
My.
It has been a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be with you all on today. I just count it all joy. Evangelism is something that I eat, I sleep, I breathe, live, and I love. I love to go out. I love to meet new people. I love to see people give their lives back to Christ. I love for people to fall in love with Christ for the first time. It's got to be a passion. Pastor, it's got to be a passion. Can I just say this?
Go ahead, woman of
Don't
God.
Don't you want everybody to feel what you felt when you first fell in love with Christ?
All right.
If not, you're selfish. If not, you're self-centered. I want to experience that feeling. I want to experience, I want to share that experience, I should say. Share that experience. To know that I've made the right decision. And come my ups and downs in my life, I'm so glad I made the decision. Impact somebody's life. Impact somebody's life today by evangelizing. Don't wait. Let me just say that. Don't wait on the church to send you out.
Hallelujah.
Don't wait on the evangelistic team to come together.
Come on.
Put some put some pamphlets in your purse. Come on, put some little tracks in your purse. And when you come across somebody, it's already right there at your hand. And it's just, you know, when you get a chance, read this. May God bless you.
My God.
Read this. May God keep you. Read this. I'm touching and agreeing whatever it is that you need from God today, that God will do it. But I want to put something, I want to put a point of contact in your hand. Read this.
Wow.
It's so easy to just to evangelize. And it's an area in the fivefold that we must keep alive. We can't expect them to come see. We got to go ye. You ought to write that down. We can't expect them to come see. We got to go ye. They want to see that the word works. Ooh, Rabbi, that was good right there. They want to see that the word works. They want to see that the God you keep telling them about, he's working for you. Amen? Glory to God. I thank God for the opportunity on today, woman of God.
Woo, Jesus. Glory to God. Short, sweet, anointed, profound instructions. She has given us some instructions on how to go out and evangelize. It is just not for the fivefold ministry. It's a commission. It's a mandate that God has given everyone in the kingdom of God, even the children. Do you know they mandated to share this gospel?
Yes, Lord.
Everybody have to share this gospel because he said this gospel is going to be preached to every creature because no one will be able to stand before God and say, I've never heard about Jesus. Never heard about the gospel. Oh, wow, that was wonderful. My God. And the reason the apostle is able to flow in that gift is because guess what? She's living it every day. She's practicing every day. Amen. None of us won't even practice. We won't even work on our gift. You got to perfect that which God has given you. You can't just take these gifts for granted. Gifts and callings are without repentance. So if you have a gift, why wouldn't you want your gift to be illuminated? Why wouldn't you want everybody in this nation to know that God has given you a gift? Folks don't even know you have a gift. Because guess what? You ain't doing nothing.
You ain't doing nothing.
We want to prophesy, but we don't want to get in the word. How you going to prophesy and you don't even know the word? Amen. You don't even hear from God. You don't even pray. You ain't even had an encounter with God. Lord have mercy. God gave me this. We're going to continue this topic next week. We're going to have some other men and women of God that's going to come on the line and expound. And guess what? God is hand selecting the people. God put this woman of God in my spirit this week when he gave me this topic, mandated to evangelize. Mandated to go out in the streets, to go into the communities, to go into the clubs, to go into the neighborhoods. She said something that was so profound. How can people trust you and they never see you? I just want to give you this little small testimony. My overseer. Some of you all might say, well, how many overseers she have? That's how blessed I am. Amen. God has given me the grace to have men and women of God in my life that I know unequivocally that they are living all that they know. Hallelujah. And when I lived in Atlanta, I met Apostle Lewis. He was doing a revival. Apostle Leo S. Lewis. You talking about an apostolic, prophetic, a man in the body of Christ? That's him. That's him. Ain't no greater one than him. Ah, when you're dealing with prophetic, when you're dealing with apostolic, ain't no greater one than Bishop Leo S. Lewis Sr. out of Montgomery, Alabama. Anyway, I was in. That was like the second year I moved from Los Angeles to Atlanta. And then I'm going to open up the lines and hear from you all. We got a few more minutes. And he had married my cousin, Pastor Jackie, so I had already met him. But I met my friend that hosts the Saturday segment, Minister Billy Burns, in Atlanta, Georgia. And she was looking for Bishop Lewis because somebody said he had opened a church in Atlanta, but his headquarters is in Montgomery, Alabama. All right, and we found him, and we went to that revival because I was in an apostolic church, but, you know, the spirit was quenched. You know, you wasn't free to just jump up at any time and say hallelujah. And I sat there under this man of God for maybe about a year, and I said, Lord, I'm dying. I need a little more. I need a little more because I came from a radical background of worshipers. Amen. And I said, I can't sit here. I'm scared to raise my hand. So anyway, we found out where Bishop Lewis was running a revival, and I'll never forget it. It's as though it was yesterday, and this has been really about 15 years ago, 16 years ago. And so the title of that revival he was running was Catch the Fire, and we found him in Lilburn, Georgia. We went out there, and Bishop had already asked the Lord to give him 10 souls. Well, me and then my four grandchildren and my niece, that was 6 people. And then Minister Billy and our husband, and she had 3 boys, that was a total of 11 souls that God blessed to come into his ministry. But anyway, it was a young ministry, amen. And they didn't have a Sunday school, and I had already been involved with Sunday school. So God just put it in my spirit to build up the Sunday school. And as Apostle Francois was saying, we went out into the community, and we didn't go once a month. We was there every Saturday in these apartment complex in North Georgia. Amen. And the people became familiar with us. And we built up that Sunday school from just about maybe 11 or 15 people in the Sunday school to almost 70 people would come to church on Sunday. Guess what? The people in the apartment complex entrusted their children in our hands.
Yes.
And after we were able to win the hearts of the children, guess what? The parents came in. Oh, y'all don't hear us today.
Come on.
So you have to have a passion and pray and ask God. Pray before you go out. Pray and ask God to give you that spirit to evangelize. God will give you that. And as she said, put pamphlets in your purse and what have you. Don't go around the neighborhoods and the communities with looking like you just bit off a sour lemon. Always have a pleasant smile. Always be able to greet people courteously. And as she said, don't come with your three-piece suit. Ain't no sense in me coming out there with no, what y'all call these spike heels and stuff, trying to be cute. I'm not out there to be cute. Amen. To win souls, you can't be cute. To win souls, you're going to have to get in the trenches. Amen. You're going to have to grind a little bit. Amen. You're going to get muddy. You're going to get dirty. Amen. You're going to have to identify with those people because you got to remember, you haven't always been clean. You haven't always been saved. You got to remember what God has done for you when he pulled you out the muck in the mouth. When you were a smoker, when you was a crackhead, when you were a prostitute, when you was a dope dealer. Ah, God, we forget what God has done for us. But the same thing he done for us, he's requiring of us to go back, amen, and tell somebody what he's done for them. Tell
tell somebody that this woman done preached here today. I'm done. Ah, glory to God. I love him today. Hallelujah. I thank God for those that have tuned in on the line today, especially those that have called out of the New Orleans area. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you today. We see our good friend Pastor, and she is a soul winner, Pastor Beatrice Martin, on the line today. Amen. I see Mother Charity. We just thank God for the woman of God taking out of our busy schedule to give us some insight on how to go out and how to impact souls for the kingdom. Amen. Not for your church, not for your particular church, but for the kingdom. Hallelujah. I bless you. I bless you. Amen. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines. Amen. Please, please, please just say a few words. Amen. And we're going to get on through here. We got about 18, 19 callers still on the line. Amen. So I'm going to go to Pastor Beatrice Martin. God bless you, woman of God. Ah, God, I bless you today. Jesus, what a word. Pastor Beatrice, glory to God. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to go to Mother Charity. Let me see if Mother is still on the line. Amen, amen. Didn't get a response from Pastor Beatrice. Amen. God bless you, Mother, Mother, Mother.
Thank you. Great start. Amen.
I feel the fire.
Yeah, she's still kind of hidden in that man to evangelize. She still is bringing some of those points out. The Lord wants us to know that. Amen. It's time for us to reach souls. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I appreciate her. Her words, amen, today. Praise God, and God bless y'all.
Amen. All right, Mother. God bless you. We appreciate you, Mother. Faithful. Amen. We want to evangelize. We have to be faithful. Amen, amen. You just glory to God. You can't pick up and say, I'm going to evangelize in June, and then they don't see you no more till next June. Come on, you ain't got that. Ain't the spirit of evangelism. Glory to God. Amen, amen. God bless you, Mother. We're going to area code 504, and the last four of your numbers is 1526. God bless you, caller. Your line is open. If you'd like to leave a comment, we welcome you to do so right at this moment. If not, amen, amen. Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to area code 504, and the last four of your numbers, 8254. You're on the line, caller. Your line is open. Amen, amen. Moving on, moving on. We're going to area code 504. The last four of your numbers, 7679. God bless you. If you like to comment, if you have any questions, even if you have a prayer request, the woman of God is still on the line. We're not going to hold her. We're going to let her get right on off the line. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to area code 404. The last four of your number is 8431. Caller, you're live on the air.
Praise God, praise God. This is Sister Shay again.
Bless
Hallelujah.
Your name. Bless you, bless you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And thank you, Jesus. I was blessed again today. Yes, Lord. He is good.
Well, we thank you for tuning in, Shay. This is a friend of mine, been knowing her since I was a young girl. Amen. A longtime resident of New Orleans. Amen. She lives in Georgia now, so we just happy to see her on the line again with us today. God bless you, Shay.
God bless you. God bless you.
I hope
I've been blessing you and showing you one of my ways of evangelizing.
All right.
Through text.
Okay. All right.
And hope,
that's a tool.
Trying to get people to read their Bible.
Right.
Whatever I sent, I request. Now, whether they read, I don't know, but I request that they read the entire chapter.
All right. That's another tip.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Text.
Mm-hmm.
Send some text messages and encourage them.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. We're going to move on down the line. That's another tip we can use. We're going to area code 504-5068. Amen. You're on the line, caller. All right, all right. We're going to area code 225. Brother Freddie, God bless you.
Yeah, that was very powerful. I liked it there.
You liked it there. All
right.
I
enjoyed it. Oh, yes.
All right. Amen, amen. If you all have any tips you want to share with our listening audience, you certainly are welcome to do so. As Sister Sharon said, texting, telling, giving them scriptures, amen, telling them about the word. That's what it's about. Okay, anything else, Brother Freddie?
No, that was it.
All right, well, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in with us today. Amen. We're going to area code 504. The last four of your number is 9810. You're on the line, caller. Your line is open. Amen. Area code 504, 9810 is the last four of your number. All right, God bless you. We're going to area code 818. The last four of your number is 2940. God bless you, caller. Area code 818. All right, if you don't choose to say anything, we understand. Amen. Pastor Beatrice, we're coming back to you. Okay, area code 504, New Orleans, and showed out here today. The last four of your number is 2200. Where's Prophet Delane? I ain't heard him today. Amen. Area code 504, 2200. All right, area code 404, all the way out of Georgia. The last four of your number is 5627. God bless you, caller.
God bless you. This is Lady Elect Anjali. How are you all doing?
God bless you, sweetie. How are you?
We're doing phenomenal. Bless you, Evangelist Bernard and Apostle Francois. I just wanted to share that this call today was very enlightening. Apostle has spoke some very powerful words on today that each of us, even the seasoned of us, need to take heed to, be aware of, because one thing that she said that I'm getting ready to tweet, I'm designing right now, we can't expect them to come see. You have to go ye. And I think that is so important. She said it because the fivefold ministry has to continue to do that. So I wanted to just reiterate that and highlight that and just encourage you that this show was very enlightening on today. And this powerful woman of God has definitely reignited the spirit of evangelism, even in me, making me want to even come out from amongst them and go into where they are.
All right.
I just wanted to share that, and thank you so much.
What a blessing, what a blessing. Amen. I said after she finished here today, baby, I guess what? Go next door and talk to your neighbor that you don't even speak to. Amen. Folks don't even know that we live in holy. They don't even know that we have been sanctified and set aside, because we won't even open our mouth. We won't even greet them. If the block in the neighborhood that you live in don't know that you are a servant of God, shame on you. Everywhere I go, I'm going to tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
My grandchildren get mad with me. They'd be like, Granny, you don't even know them people. I know them, because guess what? Everybody that I look at, I look to them as a soul. Ah, glory to God. So I don't know them, but God knows them. Amen. But I make myself available. Amen. And I will. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to get radical for God. You got to become radical for souls. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, folks don't want to be bothered. Well, guess what? If you had something that they wanted, guess what? They'll bother you. Ah, glory to God. So God is about souls. He's not interested in your bank account. He ain't interested in how you dress.
what kind of verbiage you he interested in souls. He wants souls to be redeemed. He wants souls to be restored. Ah, glory to God. And if that is not your purpose and that is not the mandate that you have on your life, guess what? You need to reevaluate where you are. You need to reevaluate why you're in the kingdom. Who am I? Why am I here? Ask yourself those questions. Glory. Thank you, lady. Angela, I'm going to get that name right one day. Amen. I'm going to get it right. Amen. But God bless you. We love you with the love of God. And just thank you for tuning in and listening to the broadcast on today. Give Pastor Prophet Delaney my love. Amen.
We sure
amen.
Will.
Area code. We're going to 818. Did I get you? 2940 is the last four of your number. All right, all right. I got two more callers, and we're going to give it back to Apostle Francois and let her close us out with a word of prayer. Amen. And let her give us the last closing remarks. Amen. It has been a blessing. It's been a blessing. But before we do that, we just want to – I had Pastor Bolden came on the line, and he had to get off. And we just want to share an announcement with you. Amen. Bishop, presiding prelate, Bishop R.C. Blake, they are in their holy convocation here in New Orleans, and that is with the Family of Churches Fellowship International. Let me mute somebody's line. Amen. That is with them. And, well, how in the world did I open up all these lines? But not paying attention. So we would like to certainly invite you all that are in, that live in New Orleans and the surrounding areas to come out to this great gathering. And that is the theme for this first holy convocation with the Family of Churches of Fellowship International. And that's here in New Orleans, Louisiana. The evening services start at 7 p.m., and that is at 1616 Carondelet Street. And that name was changed. A few of those blocks on Carondelet Street was changed to Robert C. Blake's Senior Drive. Amen. But that, if you know, if you're familiar with Carondelet Street, it's the same street, 1616. So we invite you to come out. The presiding prelate will be speaking on tonight. Amen. And I tell you, last night the Lord just blessed, and we had Bishop Darrell Bristol with us, and he preached a message, how to bounce back after you hit rock bottom. Amen, amen. It was a beautiful, beautiful service, and the presence of God was certainly in the house. So we certainly will like to invite you to come out, and if you're not able to come out tonight, come out tomorrow night, and they're going to close out the service. And you all know that Pastor Samuel R. Blakes, he's a gospel recording artist, and he's also the pastor of New Home Ministries. He'll be ministering on tomorrow night. So we look forward to you all fellowshipping with us. If you need any information, go on social media and you'll see the flyers and the information being posted as we speak. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for what he's doing in our lives. Amen. God bless you. We're going to area code 504. The last four of your number is 2200. Your line is open. God bless you. All right, all right. Well, we thank the New Orleans, the greater New Orleans area that have represented. I'm sure some of those that was on the line is a part of New Revelations Prophetic Ministries there in Marrero, Louisiana, where their overseer and pastor is Apostle C.P. Francois. We're just so excited about this woman of God and what God is doing in our life, and we thank God for her coming on and taking, sharing with us the word of God in such a powerful, powerful word, mandated to evangelize. Apostle, don't be a stranger. Come back and visit us again. You have an open invitation to come and share the word of God with us at
anytime. We're on this broadcast Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at the 3 o'clock hour in New Orleans, Louisiana. So God bless you. We love you, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. We're going to let Apostle just have the last remarks and close us out with a word of prayer. If anybody have need of a prayer while we're on the line, hit the number one key and we'll acknowledge you. I certainly want to solicit for you all to continue to pray for my mother. She's in Tulane Hospital. She has about 2 more treatments of dialysis. So we want the Lord to just, she have a temporary port in, and we're looking for that temporary to be removed permanently. So we certainly asking you all to remember my mother, Barbara Bernard, in your prayers. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Francois.
Amen. Well, like the woman of God has said, it has truly been an awesome time in the Lord, and I thank God for the opportunity. I don't take it lightly to go before God's people. There's just one more thing I wanted to touch on really quickly. Those of us in ministry who don't have what we consider foot patrol or an evangelistic team that goes out, please use social media. Use social media unto the glory of God. We know there are so many things that go across social media every day, controversy, conflict, just things that are ungodly. It would be a breath of fresh air if you just jumped on your social media, jump on your Facebook, jump on your Instagram, tweet something about the glory of God, about salvation, about evangelism. So by all means, use all of those tools that have been given to us to further the spread of the gospel. We're getting ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for everything that has been said and done thus far, God. Father, we thank you, God, that a fresh spirit of evangelism shall fall upon us. We thank you for a new level of the anointing, that we will walk in boldness as we decree and declare your word into every community, every block, every city, every state, into the entire country, and then into the nations. Father, we thank you, God, that you are now, God, orchestrating teams of evangelists to go ye therefore and to release the word of God into the atmosphere. Father, we thank you for overseers, God, that are now, God, have another unction in their belly for their evangelistic team. We thank you for the mothers of the church, God, who've been doing this before we ever thought about evangelizing, God. The mothers of the church, God, prepare the way that we could go out to those that cry, what must I do to be saved? Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast, and now I decree and declare, God, that her listening audience is about to increase tremendously, God. Father, for what she's doing, God, we're going to ask that you would pour out the double over her life, oh God. Father, we thank you for those that are faithful to this call. We thank you for those that are faithful to this broadcast, and today we charge ourselves to add numbers to this broadcast. We charge ourselves to become personal intercessors for this broadcast. Father, on tomorrow, we ask that the switchboard be so lit up on tomorrow that she won't have room enough to receive the calls, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We decree and declare abundance, overflow, and increase in every area of the woman of God's life, for her opening a door to various pastors and evangelists, ministers, preachers, teachers, and apostles, God, and prophets, for every door she's opened for the voice to go across the airwaves. God, you do it for her like never before. Let there be no lack, Father. Let there be nothing that would hinder, oh God, her movement in the realm of the Spirit. We thank you now, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Father, we seal everyone that's on the line today, and we ask that you'll go before them, go with them, and go after them. Surround them in your love and care, God, and teach us to evangelize. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you
you replenish, God, for everything that she's spoken on this radio broadcast today, God. And even this word, this anointed word, God. God, allow people to go back into the archives and hear this message, God. Amen. Hear this message, and especially, God, to the fivefold ministries. God, oh, those, amen, that goes out into the community, God, to witness it. Amen. Casually, God, put a spirit in their hearts, God. Amen. To become more diligent in their pursuit of souls, God. We bless you for it today, God. We asking you to remember Apostle Francois. Remember a household, God. Remember a husband, God. Remember the ministry, God. Remember the souls, God, that she is shepherding, God. In everything that she endeavored to do, God, for the kingdom of God, God. Let her do it with the spirit of excellence, God. Let her do it with the spirit of love, God. Keep her diligent, God. Keep her faithful, God. Oh, God, cover her with your blood, God. Bless her going out and her coming in, God. Let her know, that she haven't seen her best days yet. Oh, God, she have not seen her best days yet. Amen. Help her, to continue, amen, to encourage the body of God. Continue to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Continue, Lord God, hallelujah, to be in season and out of season, God. God, keep her at the throne of grace, God. Hallelujah. We bless you for it, God, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We won't be on the line on Fridays. We're not on Fridays any longer, but we'll see you next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And those of you that have a burning testimony, a fiery testimony of what the Lord has done for you, we invite you to tune into our Saturday morning segment at 5 a.m. Pacific time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Eastern Time, where our host is Minister Billy Burns. This is a time where you can share your testimony, and your time is not limited. If you have a powerful testimony of what God has done, not what man has done, that's what she wants. Amen. And even on Sunday morning, before you go to your houses of worship, we have early Sunday morning prayer with Prophetess Darlene Davis out of North Carolina. She hosts 30 minutes of corporate prayer. You can tune in and dial into the same call-in number. Amen. And she will certainly pray for your families, pray for your communities, pray for this nation as a whole. Amen. So we love you with the love of God. Keep us in your prayers. Amen. We bless you and we give you glory and we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in our lives. We're going to close on out with Because of Who You Are. Amen. Because of who he is. We give him praise with victory. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Be blessed. Have a beautiful weekend. Be safe. And remember, watch your surroundings, especially you women. Ladies, be watchful. Be watchful. The devil is on the loose. He's going to and fro. Amen. And he don't have no respect of persons. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Have a beautiful weekend. In Jesus' name, thank you.